1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. You're tuned into Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. And today we have Dr. Lo Ngai Nung, orthopedic surgeon, to tell us a little bit more about osteoporosis.
Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, according to the Straits Times, 200 million women worldwide have osteoporosis. And this figure includes one-third of women aged 60 to 70, two-thirds of women aged 80 or older, and one out of three women over the age of 50 will eventually have fragility fractures in their lifetime due to osteoporosis, most likely in the hip, the spine, or the wrist. So that is a scary set of figures.
It is.
Very, very scary set of figures. Is osteoporosis an old person affliction? Does it occur in young people as well? Is there anything we can do or eat to help prevent this whole process?
Okay. So this osteoporosis thing is not really a problem until you get a fracture, you see. So that's the biggest feared endpoint. So most people, so with osteoporotic, so what, they walk around town, they feel all right. And then suddenly the catastrophe happens, they fall, they fracture. And I see the receiving end in the hospital as a surgeon.
Yeah.
The older lady comes in with a hip fracture. And of course, that's the disaster, because they are at the age where they have medical issues, and then they are facing a major surgery, and the whole family's alarmed. And they say they don't want to have surgery if possible. But that's even worse, because nothing is worse than an old lady with a fracture lying in bed. Mm. And then they go downhill. So that's the scary part. So this osteoporosis thing, is it treatable? Is it preventable? And it is. The idea is to get your calcium loaded up in your younger days, such that by the time you grow old and you get menopausal and downstream, you don't hit a low enough level that puts you at risk for fracture. And that's just that basic principle.
You're tuned in to Health Sense. When we come back, which vitamin is best for your bone health? Stay tuned.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. I hope you're enjoying today's edition of Health Sense. We have with us Dr. Lo Ngai Nung, orthopedic surgeon from Glen Eagles Hospital with us.
The other thing is also, and I've heard this also, for bone health, you need vitamin D. So how much calcium, how much vitamin D, how do we balance that?
Yeah, so the daily dietary requirements for calcium averages around 800 to 1,000 milligrams a day. And our Asian diet, sometimes a little bit calcium deficient because we're not so into dairy products. A lot of our older patients, they have lactose intolerance, or they're not really used to milk since young, so they don't really like it. So that's why sometimes you have to supplement the Asian diet a bit. The vitamin D part, probably not so critical. We live near the equator, we got sunshine every day.
Yeah.
Only trouble is nowadays, in Singapore, you stay out of the sun, you stay in the aircon room, and then the girls, the ladies, put all their whitening creams and SPFs. So we may sometimes get into trouble with that. But if you were to go out into the sun 30 minutes, three times a day, in the late morning, you probably get enough vitamin D for your daily requirements.
30 minutes, three times a day.
Do you ever do that?
Okay, I'm just
under the sun all the time.
I'm looking at my colouring. I don't think I'm doing 30 minutes three times a day.
Gotta play golf.
I gotta go out and play golf now.
Once again, you're tuned into Health Sense, and we have with us Dr. Lo Ngai Nung. When we come back, Dr. Lo will tell us how we can improve our diets. Stay tuned.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. I hope you're enjoying today's edition of Health Sense. We have with us Dr. Lo Ngai Nung, orthopedic surgeon from Glen Eagles Hospital with us.
Any tips, hints, how can we tweak our diets as Asians to help fight this osteoporosis problem?
Yeah, actually, it's not just a diet. It's just three things you have to bear in mind. One is a diet, so adequate calcium in your diet. So if you are calcium deficient diet, or you take supplements, or you buy fortified milks, in the supermarket, you find that there are a lot of milks that are calcium fortified, calcium X high cal.
Yes.
You don't like milk, they can be soy milk. And again, they're calcium fortified or cereals, you know.
Okay.
So that's one. Number two is a healthy lifestyle. So avoiding excessive smoking, alcohol, caffeine, things like that.
Caffeine?
Too much coffee.
Yeah.
And number three is basically exercise. You need to stimulate the bones a bit. So what we call load-bearing exercises, because you can load up all the calcium, but you're just going to lie in bed.
Yeah.
The bones are not going to get any stronger or more dense.
Right.
So you need to stimulate the bones. And the classic teaching is 30 minutes of weight-bearing exercises 5 times a week. Just go for a brisk walk. You know, or we tell the older folks, you like dancing, it's a nice exercise, Tai Chi, you know, something to stimulate the bones to load on the calcium.
So I won't have
he was dancing quite a bit.
I was until someone mucked up my right foot. Yeah, I used to dance an awful lot.
Just go for it still.
Just go
rather
for
than
it.
Not do anything.
I tell you what, I'll do the brisk walk.
He used to do a dance called the ciabatta.
No, it's called the bachata.
That's
and
right.
And the salsa, that's not right. I think ciabatta is a bread.
I was thinking of my favorite bread.
Yes, that's a bread.
Okay.
Okay. Dr. Lo, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Lo.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.